calls for new Peterborough MP to lose whip over anti-Semitism allegation. By Joe Markham on June 7, 2019. The Jewish Labour Movement, JLM, has requested the party whip be withdrawn from the newly elected Peterborough MP before she has even been sworn into Parliament due to an anti-Semitism scandal. Lisa Forbes was elected in a narrow win in the Peterborough by-election on Thursday, beating the Brexit Party candidate Mike Green into second place by just 683 votes. However, a series of anti-Semitic posts from the newly elected Member of Parliament has led the JLM to call for her suspension. Forbes reportedly liked a Facebook post which said that Prime Minister Theresa May was pursuing a Zionist slave master's agenda. She also commented approval on a post that claimed that Mossad were responsible for creating Islamist terrorist groups such as ISIS. The newly minted MP has also declined to accept the definition of anti-Semitism as put forward by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, something which other parties including the Conservatives have adopted as policy. The JLM issued a statement saying Forbes was a perfect example of a Labour member who shared racist material and rejected the IRA definition of anti-Semitism not only to be a member but to advance political, sick, and seek public office. Ms. Forbes should have the whip suspended immediately. The statement continued, adding, "This show, sick, how urgent and necessary the EHRC's investigation into Labour's institutional racism is. The party is simply incapable of rooting out hate by itself." Forbes issued an apology when the comments came to light, saying she found racism abhorrent. However, the JLM did not accept the apology and said, "Ms. Forbes will have to go far, far further than her statements at the weekend to demonstrate to our members and the Jewish community that she isn't racist against Jews." The Jewish Chronicle reports that two senior Labour MPs, Dame Margaret Hodge, who last year accused party leader Jeremy Corbyn of being an anti-Semite, and Dame Louise Ellman, vice chairman of the Labour Friends of Israel, had formally complained to the Labour Party about Ms. Forbes. Forbes's comments are the latest in a long line of anti-Semitic allegations and incidents within the Labour Party. In one instance, Mr. Corbyn was discovered to have expressed the anti-Semitic trope that Jews or Israel control the media, when he wrote an article in 2009 in which he complained about unbelievably high levels of Israeli influence over British media. Meanwhile, another Labour branch member was reported to have dismissed the party's anti-Semitism scandal, complaining that there was too much talk of anti-Semitism this, anti-Semitism that. A poll in April found that more than half of Britons, 51%, think Labour has a serious anti-Semitism problem.